but she had made a promise 22 years ago, and she had done her best to keep the vow. The real problem was that she feared she was not strong enough to resist Quentin Zane. The bastard could make you believe anything he wanted you to believe. She had fallen under his spell once and paid a terrible price. She could not risk getting sucked back into his web. She had a duty to protect the children. She was the only one left who could warn them. The odor of the accelerant fumes was almost overpowering. It was time. She struck one of the matches. When the flame was steady, she stepped outside and tossed the match through the doorway of the cabin. For a few seconds, nothing happened. Unnerved at the thought of failure, she plunged her fingers into the box for a second match. At that instant, the fire exploded, roaring to life. The wild flames illuminated the interior of the cabin and her final painting in a hellish light. She watched the inferno through the doorway, studying the image with a critical eye. She had been forced to paint the picture on the wall because she had not had a large enough canvas. The fire devoured the cabin and the painting. The heat was intense. Instinctively, she moved back several more steps,